Elizabeth, it's great to have you here on Charisma. And I know our time is short because you have a lot of people that want to talk to you about season 5 of The Chosen. And I know the big thing that I talked to Dallas about recently is that The Chosen season 4 is on the CW. So I love that people are getting to see and to experience The Chosen in more powerful ways. What has this experience been like for you, seeing this show go from the fledgling couple episodes to where it is today?
Yeah, it's been incredible. It feels like a whole lifetime ago, but it also feels like yesterday getting the audition and getting the scripts for the first 4 episodes. They were, you know, crowdfunded at that time, and it was in the middle of nowhere in Texas, and I thought, this is cool. This is a really cool project. I had no idea it would get to be where it is today, and so quickly too. I think that that really, you know, shows the, I think, passion of our viewership and of our audience. I think everyone's hungry for this story being told in this way, in a lot of ways, which is very human and very relatable. And these characters are just like us, and they're messy and they need help. And it shows the difficulties in following someone like Jesus, who is radical at that time, so radical. And yeah, so I mean, it really lends itself to some pretty dramatic moments, which I think really is great for TV.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know we're getting into season 5, and you guys are, I believe you've wrapped up filming for that. And so I'm looking forward to what is to come. But before we go into what is to come, I want to talk about one episode that was specific with your character, and just how Mary kind of fell away for a little bit. Yeah. Tell me about you having to portray this aspect of what it's like for somebody to be so close to Jesus and then to fall away, but ultimately be brought back.
It was easy because I think that's what we do all the time. I think, you know, for Mary, she's triggered. It's season 2, and the episodes, I believe, are 5 and 6, where she's mm-hmm. really triggered by the things from her past. She runs into a man who's possessed, who calls her by Lilith, which is what she used to go by. And it's reminds her of everything she went through. And sometimes when we get scared and triggered and unsure, it's easier to rely on our old habits and what we used to lean on. And for her, it was sort of self-medication. It was alcohol. It was gambling. It was numbing herself. And it's a little harder to rely on the new tools that she has and the new community she has and on Jesus, who is there always for her. And so she, you know, she does come back to the group, and she does have this beautiful scene with Jesus where she apologizes to him and really kind of shares what's on her heart, which is, I can't live up to this. You saved me. You completely reformed me. And I don't know how to repay you. And I still don't feel worthy of that. And I just think that's a very common and very relatable feeling of, you know, sometimes we forget how loved we are and how special and important we are to God. And I think that was nice for the show to, you know, portray that in such a yeah. relatable way.
Yeah. So Mary, I'm sorry, Elizabeth, who plays Mary, your character arc is obviously more developed than we see in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And so, but we're leading to the Passion Week, to the crucifixion, and ultimately the resurrection. Tell me whatever you can about season 5, and specifically from your character's perspective.
I don't know what I can share, but, but there is, you know, in season 4, which is out on the app, so it's not too many spoilers. The whole group goes through so many tragedies, and because of Mary's experience with darkness and tragedy in the past, she, I think, has a leg up in some ways in dealing with it and managing and handling it, knowing that this is part of life and it is challenging, but that Jesus is here, and there is that you must continue on. You must continue forward with your faith and with hope. And in season five, we see as things sort of escalate to new heights, that same sort of slight understanding, or at least understanding that she doesn't get to understand everything, that continues on with her. And as things are sort of crumbling around them, she kind of pushes forward and has her own agenda to try to help. And she really, there's a strength in her and a determination in her that I think those are the characteristics that we recognize in her being at the crucifixion and at the resurrection. So it's these characteristics that we haven't really seen that much from her before, but starting in season four and five, I would say, like, that's kind of the Mary that we all know.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get any spoilers out of you, so good job on that. I know. But you did a good job of just painting a picture that we know what's going to be coming, and it's going to be beautifully depicted, and it's going to draw people closer to Jesus, which is what's really important. But there's also this community around the Chosen that is a lot of fun. And I know that there's the Chosen Con, the convention. Can you tell me about that experience and also interactions with fans?
Yes. So this is actually going to be my first year to be there. I didn't get to go last year, scheduling conflicts, but I heard that it was so much fun. Every actor that got to go was really enjoyed it. I'll be there this year. It's so many incredible panels of groups of actors that are talking about different topics and everything, and some crew panels and then meet and greets. And I think there's like, I don't know, I don't know how many people are going, but I think it's quite a bit. But there's also virtual tickets. So if you can't get to go in person, you'll be able to watch all of these events and these panels and these discussions online, which will be really fun. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be my first Chosen Con.
That's really cool. Yeah, I love all the interaction that Dallas and the team has been able to cultivate around this. So it's not just wait for the next season. It's, hey, here's little snippets here and there. Here's, you know, some behind the scenes things that they've been so good about building this community. And I think with that, the actors and everybody that's involved, even whenever you have other projects, I find myself wanting to see what Elizabeth is doing in The Shift. I loved that film, by the way.
Thank you.
And whenever Jonathan is doing something else, or, you know, any of the other actors, it's really cool to be able to see how this is not just you're so connected to the Chosen, but it's also expanding to other things that you're doing.
Family. Yeah. There's a couple projects that I'm in that are coming out in the next few months that I'm really excited about that I think fans of the Chosen will really enjoy.
That's very cool. Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on Charisma to talk about The Chosen. I tried but unsuccessfully to get you to talk about season five, but thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to seeing everything that God has for The Chosen. And we appreciate you.